This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, what you have there is you have a suite of equipment available to you. They have their own sewing machine, so they sew their own tactical nylon. They make their own belts. All of the kydex that their holsters are made of is such a heavy type of kydex, it's virtually indestructible. I know of two warranties that have two combat warranties that have had to be fulfilled. One was due to it being run over by an M1 Abrams tank. The other one was on the guy's on a drop leg rig when an IED went off next to him. And I think maybe they probably should break in those circumstances. All else, I mean, I've got one that I've had now for 5 years. And it's my original Glock 17 holster. It's going strong. Retention still working. Still fits nice. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I was looking at this Dr. John from DRGO, Dr. John Adine. He's in there. And he is a SIG aficionado. And he's looking for a SIG 320, I think, just from what I'm gathering that I see that he's putting out there. I want to ask this to all of you. Why does anybody out there think they need night sights? Because they offer these guns with night sights, right? And the night sights are good because you can see the sights in the dark. But you can't see your target. Still. That's the problem for me with night sights. Night sights do not illuminate the target, they illuminate the sights. I have one gun with night sights. I will never pay for night sights again. What I'm moving to are RMRs, red dots. That's what I'm moving to. That's going to be a video I'm going to cut here very shortly, is shooting with a red dot. Because for people our age, for people my age, punching the gun out there, which is not really a punch, it's more like a placing, an easing, if you will, because you're going to come with an RMR, where you used to just stick the gun out in front of you, you're going to be coming up at sort of like a 40, 45 degree angle, right? And then just sort of ease that dot into sight. The dot is going to line up with your iron sights. One of the reasons they make these, they just recommend that you take the RMR and use suppressor sights on it, is because that way it will co-witness, or at least you'll see your sights lining up in about the same line as where that dot is going to work. And they work, and it's a faster way to acquire the sights. Now, the thing about the SIG P320, which is the same thing about all SIG guns, they have a very high slide. They have a very tall slide. So there's a little bit of when I'm driving it out, I'm getting that sight picture really good. I'm not going to put an RMR on this gun. I may put an RMR on Glockzilla. I already have it on the Glock 17. And I'm not going to put one on a 19, because, you know, the whole reason to have a 19 is to have something small enough to hide and big enough to fight with. But I don't think I'm ever going to have night sights again. I put night sights on the on the Glock 20. Because that's the only other kind of sights they had. That's the thing about Glock. I didn't mean to leave this hour off with a rant. Glock, these are, you know, back in generations 1 and 2, with Glock, you had to know somebody that had the Glock tool to put a sight on your gun, because eventually if you carried the gun, the rear sight was going to fall off of it. That was just, it was just going to happen. It happened with every one of them that I ever had. I had a Glock 22 that was a second gen. I had a Glock 17 that was a second gen. And thankfully, they solved that issue. Glock in the beginning, I don't know why they're still so big, because in the beginning, they sort of messed things up. The magazines had Kydex inserts instead of steel, so that when you would load a magazine, it would expand. So if you went to drop it, if you're doing like an admin reload or something, and you're going to drop it, and you still got rounds in it, it might not drop free. You might have to tear it, which you don't want to take and have to tear it. And, you know, I'm still taking heat to a certain degree about, I still like Glock. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I still like my Glocks. Although, my Glocks are going to be agency arms Glocks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, SIG, on the other hand, there's nothing I can do to it. Nothing I can do to it. I did talk to the people at Gray Guns, and I may be sending this to Gray Guns to see what their trigger job would be like, their custom carry trigger job. Or I may go with a competition pack or something, I don't know. But whatever it's going to be, I don't know. But I, you know, I'm sorry, Dr. John, I'm sorry that I got all of this off of the night sight thing. Night sights, I think, are just a needless expense. For what they do. You don't need to see. In the dark, you don't need to see the sights. If you can't see the target. Now, you can put a flashlight on your weapon, or you can carry a flashlight and everything. You should be illuminating your target, being sure of your target, right? That's part of the four rules. Know what you're shooting at. Unless you're Joe Biden, who just shoots through doors, apparently. And then everybody who did what Joe said got arrested. So, I don't know. There are just certain things I'm getting, you know, like a gun like this. There's not a whole lot you can do to the thing with the 320. I like the 320. I wish it were a little different to where I could do some stuff to it. Slide does not have enough. It does not have enough material on it to scallop it out. The trigger is part of the gun. It's an integrated part of the gun, the whole module that lifts out. So it doesn't have a trigger bar or anything else. It's actually just connected to part of the mechanism. So you'd have to basically rebuild the entire mechanism of the part that is serialized that makes it the gun. So this will never be an agency arms gun. I think we could maybe stipple the grip, but I'm not sure that that's even a necessary thing. So, we'll see. We'll see what we get out of it. But night sights, I don't think are necessary. I mean, what do you think, Dr. John? Do you think night sights are necessary? Do you think they're a necessary expense? I guess would be my question. I don't know how much they're like they might add $30 for the little dots of tritium that you get that glow. And they're not going to glow forever. I just assume that the three-dot system is fine with me. I've gotten so used to the agency system, which is just black sights. Just black sights. And then the RMR. Now, that's an acquired taste, but I do enjoy it. I like the RMR. So, having said all of that, and I know that there's not that, wow, look at that. Oh, my computer. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You know what is bad is when you've got a studio that is run by computers and half of the computers freeze. And they get so froze, you cannot even get them to restart. And the only reason I don't put rounds into it is because I would hurt my board op's ears. I'm not going to do that. An upstate New York State senator wants to repeal the New York Safe Act everywhere except New York City, which means, well, they don't need the Safe Act in New York City. They have the Sullivan Act. Don't you know that, Senator Rob Port? Or Ort, excuse me, Ort, I'm sorry. Republican, North Tonawanda. Says if New York City can have different rules for things like ride-sharing apps and minimum wage, gun control legislation should be the same way. He told Spectrum News, it's certainly much more popular and much better received in the city. And that's true. New York is actually a very big gun state. It's just that most of the people of New York live in one city that is down on the lower seventh of the state, you know. And they call everything above New York City the upstate of New York, which is a wide swath. But, I mean, that's lots of, I mean, South Carolina. New York State is a very pro-gun state. Now, the bill, his bill, has support of gun rights advocates, including the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. It was initially proposed at the end of last session, but he thinks it will get more attention now. He said, this is the first time since I've been there that I've actually started to hear some real conversation from rank-and-file members about a real certain repeal bill. And he thinks his bill will get enough support in the state Senate, but he knows that getting it through the Democratic-controlled Assembly and getting Cuomo to sign it will be more challenging. Interesting thing about Cuomo is that Cuomo is, I know people that know him, and I know people that have contributed to him. And I know that there's lots of people that they don't like what he did, and he knows that there's lots of people that don't like what he did. So I don't know. I would love to know if this would actually stand. Brian Kavanaugh, Democrat from Manhattan, told Spectrum News, background checks do not work more effectively in New York City than they do upstate. Background checks on sales of guns and other provisions of the SAFE Act work everywhere. But background checks were in play pre-SAFE Act, right? Kavanaugh said he thinks the majority of New Yorkers still support the SAFE Act, which he noted passed with 70% support of both the Senate and Assembly. Yeah, that's because, Cuomo got out there and he wanted it passed. So in the middle of the night, he got up there, he sat down in front of the state assembly and said, I am declaring a state of emergency and we're going to get this through. It was originally put in place in 2013 to stop criminals and people with mental illnesses from buying guns without strict background checks. And it has been a constant source of controversy since it went into effect. The gun registration has been largely ignored, not complied with. Already in 2017, officials in Sarasota and Rensselaer counties have raised objections to a provision of the law which requires pistol license holders to get recertified. In New York, you have to get a license to own a gun. You've got to get permission to own the gun in the state of New York, I think. I know in the city of New York, it is definite. Now, Sheriff Michael Zerlo said in a statement to the Troy Record, the purpose of the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office is to serve and protect the residents of this county, not to harass already law-abiding citizens with the Safe Acts pistol permit recertification provisions. So, I'm here. Do you hear a low bass thing coming over, Daniel? Was it Daniel tonight? Yes. Do you hear that low bass happening, or is it just me? Or is it here locally with me? Well, that's good. That's good. As long as it isn't going out, there's probably some kid out there that's got more stereo than he has sense in his car and he's riding around. I don't know. New York Safe Act, there's been a lot of provisions of the Safe Act that failed. failed. They the ammunition background check, that failed because they didn't have the database. So they've had to walk that back. They had a thing. Now, New York supposedly has one, had, they knew of 1 million AR-15s alone that were in New York City or New York State. And they were all supposed to be registered by such and such a date. All the ARs, all the AKs, the Khalils, the SCARs, all of those guns that had a box magazine that looked like its military cousin, sort of. And they were all supposed to be registered, and I think the percentage that actually registered theirs is probably below 5%, so they've never gotten out there and touted that part of it. And they're doing nothing about it. They're doing nothing about it because there's really nothing to be done about it. If they're going to go door to door and start killing people, because that would be, sooner or later, they're going to run up on somebody who does not believe in this, who knows what the Constitution says, who knows what happens just across the border in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, I'll give you an example in the remaining time I've got. Pennsylvania allows fracking, right? And New York State does not allow fracking. So where there is natural gas, there's natural gas underneath both, right? And on the Pennsylvania side, you'll see these leases, you know, the natural gas companies will be out there mining the natural gas. They'll have the natural gas wells or whatever you call them that they're running, bringing the natural gas to the surface. And you'll see those landowners flourishing. You know, they're getting in their rural Maserati to go riding around on their spread. Across the state border in New York, they're being, foreclosed on because they can't make that extra money. And that's pretty much the way it is between those two states. You've got one state that's out there that wants to regulate everything, and you've got another state just across the border. And there's people in the state of New York that know what it's like in other places. And if they were to go and start all this confiscation nonsense, then eventually it's going to get ugly. So that's what I'm looking at. But we'll see what we see. When we get back, I'm going to bring something to you that you've heard of, but I'm going to bring it to you anyway. This is Lock and Load.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, they're completely indestructible. I mean, it's unbelievable how much punishment they will take. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. For anybody that has ever been in the military, we all understood that everything that we did was meant to be done somewhere else, but might be done here. It was never, nobody ever came to me, and this stuff about coming up and saying, well, if you had to fire upon American citizens, would you do it? Nobody ever asked me that. You can tell that by the fact that I'm not in jail. Nobody ever came to me and asked me that. That is sort of a, I almost believe that's sort of a thing that has come up with the media as they've gotten more and more left. But there are always contingencies. Never about martial law. Let me explain what I'm talking about. In a country the size of the United States, it is a logistical impossibility to successfully push and implement martial law. There's just no way to do it. Too many guns out there, too many veterans out there, too many veterans like me that are not, you know, still semi-viable, still not going to put up with any nonsense. So, having said that, one day, we're going to have the nightmare scenario here. And there's different, depending on where you listen, you may get a different version of it, no matter where you're coming from. On Coast to Coast AM, what was his name? Art. Gosh, I can't remember Art's last name. When Big Art was on there, they used to talk about American Hiroshima, which was the supposition was that when the Soviet Union broke up, that they had sold some suitcase-sized nukes that were now in place here in the United States. And this is back a decade and a half, 2 decades ago when I used to, Art Bell, when I used to listen to Art Bell. Of course, that's never happened. Hasn't happened yet. What we're likely to see at some point, which will be the nightmare scenario, will be one spot where they have decided to deploy multiple teams, and at predetermined moments, as things begin to unfold, they're going to launch multiple attacks, it's going to divide law enforcement in a big way. For all of those of you that think that law enforcement has been a little too militarized, go look at the Dallas shootings that happened and watch the way my problem with law enforcement is they haven't been militarized enough. They don't know enough about movement. Because the guy that they were up against, he was just juking and jiving on them like an NFL running back. He would get inside their weapon zone and shoot them in the back. So having said that, at one point we may be facing something that closely resembles a war in the streets of America today. Couple this with the fact that we know that the various Middle Eastern components have gotten together with some of the cartels. Cartels have, cartels specialize in smuggling drugs here. They smuggle weapons here. They smuggle people here. And it happens. It just happens because it's hard to catch. So there's many scenarios out there, and the issues are very complex. Then you couple this with the now current anger from the left, which are violently protesting against President Trump. And that adds another, up to this moment, not considered, facet to this, all of these things being considered. Now, the Pentagon and the U.S. national security structure are beginning to increasingly look towards the shifting demographics around the globe. A lot of people have moved from rural areas and they've shifted into cities. And wherever conflict stirs, there will be a need for military and SWAT response to the call. If it unfolds in a city, like, say, Mumbai. Who remembers the Mumbai incident where, you had 5 or 6 guys that deployed and they locked the city down and they killed a lot of people and all of them died except for one? You could expect to see entire cities would be locked down. And the only way to stop, to actually go out there and retake the city would then be to go to door to door. And if there are people in these places, there's going to have to be a massive deployment to control what's going on, to hold what they keep. And then when they're going door to door, there's going to be violence. We could see Baghdad in the middle of New York. So here we have this unfolding situation with migrants and illegal immigrants and potential terrorists and political factions, violent protests, arson and riots. Are we going to have a homegrown conflict? The Boston Marathon bombing, do you remember that? Do you remember what they had to do? Now, that, as widespread as that was, they still didn't actually catch the remaining Tsarnaev brother. The guy who owned the boat saw him under there, and he called the cops. And then they shot at the boat about 200 times and didn't hit that kid, but I think once or twice in the leg or something. They didn't kill him. We hear a lot of unsubstantiated reports of urban warfare drills in major U.S. cities, sometimes in coordination with major events, right? We should not get too excited about that. That's something that is it's a reality. It's always been a reality. We were doing those in the 80s, folks. When I was stationed stateside, we did those in the 80s. Nothing new. But we now exist in a world that is unlike anything that I've ever existed in. The alternative media that I'm a part of, I never worried about the U.S. military coming down because I was in the U.S. military. I know lots of people that were in the U.S. military that would today get back into the fight right now. Wouldn't be pretty. There'd be a lot of guys with bad backs and everything else, but we would get into it. It's not just going to happen. And I'm just telling you that sometime in the future, while we're dealing, and it's probably going to be something that we're not dealing with at the moment. Like right now, we're dealing with the left. We're dealing with the snowflakes, who aren't really snowflakes, they're thugs. We're dealing with the people. And I'm waiting to see. I think there's a very good possibility that Soros will fund it if he figures out he can do it and try to get away with it. So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, at any given time, there may be an unavoidable conflict happening around you. And it's going to be based on how many people can be killed the fastest. Because it's going to be based upon just trying to... Does everybody remember what happened after 9/11? The impact it had, the long-lasting impact it had. We still feel it today. That will be the next event they're going to try to make happen here. Something like that. So, coming up on the next break when we get back right now, some gun control people really don't like the fact that Betsy DeVos is now the Secretary of Education, which this is one of the reasons I wanted Betsy DeVos to become the Secretary of Education. So that when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sole Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you've never seen in the industry. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Michael Bloomberg's gun control mouthpiece, Shannon Watts, or as I call her, Squeaky, has never been one to let a little thing like a fact or an objective reality get in the way of her attempts to infringe on your natural right to self-defense. Recently, she was objecting to Education Secretary candidate Betsy DeVos. And it's just the latest example of the insanity inherent to the rants we often hear from the Moms Demand Attention. Shannon Watts, founder of the Moms Demand Attention, that's me saying that, for Gun Sense in America, raised concerns Tuesday that DeVos may not protect students from being exposed to gun violence. Okay, now see, that on its face is just stupid. A education secretary protects no one. She can't be everywhere at the same time. She continues, during the Senate confirmation process, DeVos did not oppose guns in schools. A dangerous gun lobby, priority that endangers our children in the very place that they should be, a safe haven for learning. You can't have a safe haven for learning unless you put something in place that tells somebody that might come in there to try to hurt those children that you're going to kill them if they come in. We've been doing that for a while, and that hasn't been working, and we haven't learned that lesson. We didn't learn it after Columbine. Well, wait a minute. Did Columbine even have, was that during the gun-free zone? I don't remember. We certainly didn't have it in Sandy Hook. We didn't have it here in, we had a shooting around here. In the upstate of South Carolina, which was a school shooting. And most of the school shootings now are not even taking place in the building because of the safeguards that have been put up. But there are other scenarios where somebody, the only way, going back to the time element, with a shooter, an active shooter in the middle of anybody that is a target, time is our enemy. And what we have to do is we have to get in there and disrupt. Somebody has to get in there and disrupt the shooter. They have to engage the shooter to take the shooter's attention off of the victims and put it on the person shooting at him or her, hopefully. Watts, though, doing her best Lynette Squeaky Fromm impression, said, "Our kids deserve better than this, and like mothers everywhere, we will stop at nothing to make sure they are safe." DeVos has nothing to do with the gun laws, okay? Neither does the feds. because in states like Ohio and soon to be Colorado, parts of Texas, parts of Arkansas, parts of Utah, I think, and I'm not sure. There's some other places I'm pretty sure of. But in certain places, they have started arming teachers in schools. They're training them, and they're arming them. So DeVos can get out there. DeVos could be anti-gun if she wants to be, and she's not going to be able to change any of that. It's just not going to happen. So the attack from Watts against DeVos is absurd on a bunch of levels, but let's break them down. The first noted is that DeVos simply isn't in any sort of position to make laws or policies that would allow firearms on campuses anywhere in the nation. It's not her call. That is a determination that has to be made by state legislatures, not a cabinet member appointed to an executive branch position. And it's almost like Watts didn't pay attention in civics class, which may well be the case. Then there's the research from Purdue University's Homeland Security Institute, which shows that she's not only wrong on DeVos's role in the government, but she's also entirely wrong about what research shows about how firearms in schools actually deter and cut short violent attacks. Dr. Eric Dietz, director of Purdue University Homeland Security Institute, his research showed that having armed school resource officers and armed faculty staff is the best way to keep our children safe in schools. Simple fact of the matter is that Watts is under the patently insane belief that a sign, will stop a violent attack on schools, despite the fact that this has never happened anywhere. What does work, and has been documented in numerous instances, is that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun, or a knife, or a club, is a good guy with a gun. There have been several attempted mass shootings on high school campuses since Sandy Hook that were thwarted within 2 minutes by armed school resource officers stationed on campus with firearms. When the threats revealed themselves, they rushed in and boxed in the would-be mass shooter, who then chose to take their own life. Their research shows that when they're backed up by concealed carrying adults on campus, that gives an extra layer of security, which is self-evident. So that means when the school resource officers, of which there are not an infinite number of them running around, when they converge on wherever the threat is, there's still coverage out there if there is a multiple thing going on. So that's the best way to go. Resource officer actively seeks out and attempts to contain attackers. Faculty, staff, and other lawfully armed adults in offices and classrooms can take defensive positions, guarding classrooms from the inside, and engage any violent attacker entering the room from a position of ambush. And that gives them a huge tactical advantage, but it puts students in the best position to survive an attack. Now, Watts, all of this stuff is readily available. She, at any moment, could get out there and educate herself to these realities. But that's the problem with the gun control movement in general. They're not interested in facts. They're not interested in educating themselves. They don't really want to know the real story. What they want is they want to be in control. They are 100% committed to a doctrine of citizen disarmament. And the only tool they have in their toolbox to do this is fear. And, that's only going to go so far. Especially with all the empirical evidence we have. Anyway. Okay, that's my desk vibrating that I hear. You don't hear that, Daniel, when I'm... You don't listen to this. You don't hear that. Okay, good.
Nope. Yeah.
Outstanding. I need a new desk. I need a new computer. I'll have to go shopping. But that'll be for another day. In the meantime, if you're in a state where they're beginning to consider arming teachers, you should get behind that right now, even if you don't have kids in school. I don't have kids in school right now, but one day my granddaughters will be in school. And when they're in school, I want them to be guarded. I want them to be guarded, and I want them to have a worry-free learning environment. And that doesn't mean that if you inject, hey, look, there's guns around them anyway. There's always going to be guns around them. Go look at the police. Everybody go out and look for the Police One survey from 2013 and look at when law enforcement thinks of you carrying a gun and then say to yourself, I could help them if something bad happened. Because you could. You could. The specter of you being out there is a big deterrent. Training is not that hard. It is not rocket science. It is a curve. There's a curve to it. But being able to move around in an enclosed environment, if you're the defender, as in the teacher in a classroom or the teacher in a hallway, then tactically you have the advantage. And they would succeed. They would succeed if they had to engage. And that's what we want. That's all we want. If somebody becomes an active shooter and enters a school building with the intent of killing as many children as they can, at that point, I couldn't care less about what led them there, about their family breakdown, about any mental illness, any medications they've taken. They've crossed over into another zone, and the zone they're in now is the blow them out of their socks zone. We'll blow them out of their socks first, and then we'll pull back and look at what happened and try to keep this from happening again. But at that point, it's gone too far. We're about to roll into hour number three. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the anti-gun alarmists as they go demonizing. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.